So are you a reader of this comic, like, actively, or what?
I was in the late 90s. There was, I mean, like, Deadpool, the history of the character was, like, mid-90s or early 90s. Rob Liefeld, X-Force happened, and then, like, it was a bunch of people with guns that didn't make a whole lot of sense fought each other. And Deadpool...
Like, notable people?
Or? Yeah, yeah, Cable and all that. Uh-huh. That's where all that stuff starts. And then, I mean, just the most 90s comic you could have in 90s.
Right.
But those characters moved on and got nuanced as the years went on. Deadpool was one of them. Deadpool had which I really liked, a solo series where it was very similar to what the movie was, where it's there's Blind Al, Weasel is there, and, like, it's...
All right, well, so wait a second. Weasel
is T.J. Miller, and Blind Al is the old blind lady.
Oh, yes, okay.
That's where all that comes from, and he goes on missions and, like, gets into wacky adventures, and it's, like, fun. It's like half Looney Tunes, half, like, actual Marvel comic thing, and that's
right
where that went on. And then kind of Deadpool as the 90s and 2000s progressed, just became so omnipresent in comics, and, like, he's just everywhere. Like, he's been on the X-Men, he's been on the fucking, probably on the Avengers at least once. Like,
oh, really?
He's been on X-Force. Like, he's just every... You're going to sell, like, it's the Wolverine thing. Like, you're trying to sell comics, put Deadpool on the cover.
He's that big of a character.
He's gotten that big, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. And it's always been, like, a mature title. Like, he's swearing and violent.
The Joe Kelly one I talk about was was more for everybody, but it was a little bit edgier. But as the 2000s went on, then they were like, oh, we can make a mature Deadpool series. And that's where all that came from.
Until
the sun comes up.
So welcome to WHM On Screen. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Steven Sadak. We're talking, of course, about the Deadpool movie, which has been out for a couple weeks now. Directed...
Oh, 1 week. Well, actually...
Probably by the time this comes out, 2 weeks.
Sure.
Directed by a fella named Tim Miller. This is sort of the biggest thing he's done so far. I guess he is already contracted to do Deadpool 2, because this was a massive success.
Hugely surprising, so. I mean, like, it's a superhero movie in a time when superhero movies do well, but not all of them do well. You never know.
No, I'm looking at you, Ant-Man. I mean, Ant-Man did fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
But it's an R-rated movie, which is totally different.
Yeah, now here's what I worry about the R-rated thing. So,
please.
Like, there's, you know, this was a hugely successful movie. I think in the opening weekend, it was something like $137 million. It was something
nuts.
Fucking crazy.
Nuts.
And so they were like, oh, this proves good news, you know, for, like, R ratings and violence. Like, you can still have a successful R-rated movie. And that's fine. And of course, and I agree with that. However, I just fear that the logic on the Fox side would be like, yeah, but think of how much money we could have made if it was PG-13.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I don't think that they'll do that, but I feel like there's probably one egghead in the room that's just like, but what about, you know? And
yep.
Like, that's the only reason I give a shit about this movie. It
yep.
real like, if this was a PG-13 movie...
Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't think I'm caring. And, like, I wasn't crazy about this. And,
sure.
Like, we can get into it, but, like, I liked it enough. I had fun in the
yep.
theater. So this is, of course, Ryan Reynolds. This is his third turn, third comic book character that he's playing.
No, fourth.
Well, are you counting the, like, fake Deadpool?
You gotta count it. Yeah, well, and he was also, what, in the Blade movie, too?
Well, I'm counting that.
He
was in Blade Trinity.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if that character was ever a character in Blade. I've never read a Blade comic.
He was.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, Hannibal, whatever.
Okay.
I don't think he was Ryan Reynolds, though.
Well, was he a great big fat person?
No,
and they
mean,
just made it into a hunk?
No, I mean, he just wasn't funny and, like, quippy, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't talking about iTunes playlists with Jessica Biel?
Probably not. I would hope not.
And then, obviously, Green Lantern. See our live episode on Green Lantern, by the way.
Uh-huh. And also, R.I.P.D. was also a comic book franchise.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Okay. I forgot about that. Yeah, so that's in there.
He's just trying every which way but loose, man.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess this sticks. This will stick.
It works. And I'm a pseudo fan of the character. Like, I'm fan of some versions of the character, but he is so overexposed. I don't love everything. I'm not like a Deadpool head,
right.
Of which there are many.
Oh, I've seen the T-shirts. They're out there.
They're out there. And I think this movie's fun, too. I think it's totally just a fun movie. The R rating is the only reason it makes any...
Yeah.
It's actually interesting to watch, or like, oh, wow, they're really doing this. And, like, it goes for a bawdy, hard R.
Oh, yeah.
Which I appreciate.
This R is rock hard. Which is awesome. Now, I got to ask you this, though. So, I saw this in the theater
mm-hmm.
Opening weekend, but I had massive train trouble getting to this theater.
Okay.
It fucking sucked. I was going late night screening. This was last weekend. And like, you know, like most of the country, New York was in like that bitter fucking chill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, dude.
Trains don't run when it's cold. Sorry. How could a train run when it's cold? You tell me, engineers.
Dude, I'm going downtown, right? And the train just stops.
Sure.
And it doesn't.
It's cold out there.
It doesn't stop like train traffic. The train shuts off.
Oh, no.
And all that's on are the lights. But like, the map navigation died. Like, everything on the train was dead. Oh, my God, the train's dead. Like,
all that train's mama.
Yeah, it was bad. And we're just sitting there and sitting there. And then you see the technician walking outside the train car.
Yikes.
Looking to see what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And you've got the lady on the intercom, like, we're trying to figure out why the train won't hold a charge. Meanwhile, also, it starts getting cold on this train. Because I'm not that
off.
Far
yeah,
underground,
sure.
And the train is, and I'm like, am I going to die trying to see Deadpool? Like, am I just going to freeze to death in this train car? So, I mean, long story short, it finally gets back up. I hoof it to the theater.
You weren't in the best mood, I'm guessing.
No, of course not. It's me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, I'm debating, you know, when is the next showing?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking, it's an IMAX one, so I'm going to have to exchange the ticket and this whole thing. So I get up to the dude and I show him like the ticket on my phone and I'm like, how much of this movie did I miss?
Yeah.
And he was like, probably like 3 minutes. I was like, fuck it. I'm sweating like a pig.
You're fine.
It's 2 degrees outside. You know, I'm not going home. I'm going to see this movie that I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
But so this is what I have to ask you. So I missed the beginning of the movie. So when I came in, he is, and you know, obviously spoiler alert, we're going to be talking about the movie a little bit here.
Yeah.
He's in the middle of that like highway chase scene and whatnot.
Sure.
Did anything important really happen before then? Like, I feel like I got the movie.
No,
but,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
How does it really start?
No, the movie starts humorously enough with like, I don't know how much of the highway chase you see, like you saw, but like when that truck rolls over and all the stuff happens with a coffee cup and whatever else.
Yeah.
It's that scene frozen, and you don't know what's going on. It's kind of a fun shot. It's like you see like the coffee cup first. You're like, what does that mean? And then like it kind of expands out, and you realize what Deadpool's up to and all that stuff. Like that's the opening credits, and the opening credits actually doesn't say any names. It's like if Deadpool wrote the credits. So
oh,
it's
that
like,
sounds fun.
Yeah, it's like oh, the world's most handsome comic book character, some hot chick, something else,
oh, boy.
An obligatory cameo. It's a, you know, that kind of a thing.
Okay.
So it's very, again, very Looney Tunes-esque opening, which is kind of fun. You know what I mean? It's why that movie works. It's fun.
I mean, it is a fun movie.
Sure.
I feel like, though, you liked it more than I did.
I did, probably. Yeah. I think it's...
Yeah, I did.
But I'm not without my problems with it. I thought Morena Baccarin gets kind of the short thrift in this. Like, it's kind of... Like, you can make a case that this is a misogynistic movie, and you're probably right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's just there for fucking, and that's kind of it.
Pretty much. And then she's, like, kidnapped at the end of the movie.
But she's still down for fucking at the end of the movie. Like,
oh, sure.
And there's also that, like, it always bugs me, like, when, like, women are into Star Wars 100%, but there's this other thing where it's like, oh, man, that chick's so hot, and she's talking about Star Wars.
Yes.
There's that one line, like, the sex sequence is A, really funny, I think, for the most part. Like, they're just fucking on every holiday and, like, making little punny jokes for each one. And that works. And, like, it is really raunchy, which, again, you're like, whoa, is this a superhero movie? Like, that's the whole point of that sequence. And
this
it works.
That's the part of the movie where bad parents are like, oh, I done fucked up.
Yep.
Shouldn't have brought my kids to this
exactly.
One.
Like, oh, and now he's fucked. I thought he was just going to be blowing people's heads off, but he's fucking a lot in this movie.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I will stand for him ripping throats out and shooting fucking people in the face, but the second he is having sexual intercourse with a naked woman and I can see his nude ass.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And like, there's
disgusting
pegging and shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
It goes places. But then at the end of it, like, And she said like 9 words, you know what I mean? This entire movie to this point, she just whips out this Star Wars reference and Deadpool's like, oh man, you're the coolest girlfriend ever. And it's like, yeah, but she should be a person as opposed to like a fanboy, whatever the fuck. Like,
well, oh man, a sexy lady like Star Wars and now she's my sexy girlfriend.
I mean, there is a line after that for all the nerds because Ryan Reynolds is like, did I make you with my computer?
Yeah.
Like making a weird science joke.
Yeah.
And like then again, throwing it back, volley back to the nerds. And it's like, oh man, weird science jokes too. Oh.
But also, you know what? Ryan Reynolds looks like Ryan Reynolds that whole fucking scene, that whole series.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the reason for the season.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> Yeah, totally. He's not building anything with a computer.
Yeah. And I mean, like the romance thing, like it gives, I mean, to your, I think what your problem with this movie, if I remember a correction, our story was like basically there's kind of no movie here.
There's no movie.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, it's just kind of annoying. Like, it's like that first, actually, like both of the origin story Fantastic Four movies where it's like, oh, we have powers now? That's cool. Who's that guy? Credits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it
and
is.
That's what, like, you spend so much of the movie. It flashes back between this like highway car chase and his origins.
Yes.
Which is fine because I get it. You have most of this movie where your main character is under a mask, but you've got Ryan Reynolds. So like you want to spread out how much Ryan Reynolds you have in your movie.
Sure.
Which is totally smart. And I get it. And then like, you know, when he's deformed, like he does have the mask off still, but it's like Ryan Reynolds looking like a fucking ball sack face.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not handsome Ryan Reynolds that anyone wants to look at. So like, I get it. It's smart. But that's pretty much the whole movie.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, my girlfriend was kidnapped. Let's go take 2 X-Men who nobody gives a shit about. One who definitely nobody gives a shit about.
Yes.
And we're going to go on this, like, I guess 10-minute adventure to get her back.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's the movie.
I mean, the thing is, what I like about the movie is that most of it is just that highway chase, or a lot of it is that highway chase like played out. And that's what you want to see. You want to see like a bunch of like anonymous heavies and, you know, Deadpool's Bugs Bunnying all over them, you know, in an R-rated fashion, which is super fun. And I actually don't mind the X-Men in that sequence. Like when Colossus and What's-His-Face show and Negasonic Teenage Warhead, who is a Grant Morrison character that appeared
Christ,
in like,
that's a mouthful.
Yeah, that appeared in like I mean, they were like, look, Fox was like, all right, we want some X-Men in this movie. Who can we use? Well, I guess to get anyone to care, we'll use Colossus, who they looked at like the slate of the next 9 movies. They're like, well, he's not going to be in any of them. Let's just put him in here. That way someone will shut, that fat guy will stop calling me every week asking me when Colossus is showing up. And he's CGI, so you don't really have to hire anybody anyway, and you can get away with it.
Right.
And then you get this other one where it's like, I don't know, but we need like a girl, another, we only have one woman in the movie. Let's get, or 2 women, actually. Gina Carano's in this movie doing nothing.
Oh, super nothing.
And let's bring her in. And she, it's the bar, it's your like X-Men first class castaway where like all those characters, you're like, wait, who are these people? Why am I, what?
That X-Men first class is really tough because I'm looking at those people like, well, you're not Storm.
Yep.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Hey, where's Gambit? Where's anybody?
I mean, so to me, like, I hear word that the X-Men are floating into this movie, and I'm like, Negasonic, what? And so immediately, I'm like, well, you don't count.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And
I
then
mean,
and then here's a C-grade Colossus.
Yes. And he's just, he's a God of War character. Like, it's like Frank Welker did the voice, too. Like, it was just a voice actor. They didn't, like, hire anybody.
No.
Like, get the guy from Daywatch to do the voice of Colossus.
There, sure.
Done. It's $5,000 or whatever it is.
I mean, honestly, like, what was the price point? And, like, what would the differentials be to just make it that much better? Because, like, I actually kind of really like Colossus. I almost always play it as him in that arcade game.
Sure.
You know, so it's
he's
like,
got his fans. He's got legions of Colossus fans.
Sure. And it's like, just do it. Like, I get it that it's the Deadpool show.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it, just do it and do something.
Get anyone from Game of Thrones. Like, you know, the villain is a Game of Thrones dude.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Or he was in, I think he's in he plays some Game of Thrones at some point.
And it's
Ed Skrein is his name.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, playing Ajax,
which is just, you know,
I mean, whatever.
You know, and it's fine. And all that stuff I like, but I was saying...
No, I'm just on the internet ticket here. No Game of Thrones for this guy.
Are my nuts?
No, I don't... He's... you know what he was in, though? He's the dude who replaced Jason Statham in those fucking Transporter movies.
Oh, okay.
He's Frank Martin in Transporter Refueled.
Yeah.
Which,
Well, he certainly almost looks like Jason Statham, doesn't he? but, like, that part is fine because it's part of this big chase and, like, you've tied in your universes, Colossus's X-Men, you know, and, like,
yeah.
Deadpool makes a bunch of jokes about Patrick Stewart, which I actually like the fourth wall stuff.
So this is where I don't know that we differ on it because I was fine with it, but my argument for this is that confines this character to that world. I feel. Because, like, how can you then have it if whatever it is they wind up doing with X-Men, whatever the next phase of X-Men is,
mm-hmm.
and you actually have to applaud Fox a little bit for this because, like,
stepping the shit up, man.
Clearly, they're stepping shit up. They're getting stuff going. But you know what they're not doing? Publicly just sucking each other off about how great the next fucking phase of whatever is. You know what I mean? Like,
there's that.
You know, I don't need Marvel giving me the thumbs up from 2020. Like, get ready to love all these fucking movies.
Yeah, yeah. I'm fine just knowing what's coming out next year.
Yeah,
whatever's coming out next year is great.
Sure. And so, like, whatever it is, wherever the X-Men go, yep. like,
he's now that he made so much money, he's got to be.
And it's just, it's going to be weird. Like, I don't think Patrick Stewart's going to be back for stuff. Like,
yep.
who knows what's happened with James, what's his
McAvoy?
McAvoy, you know. So, like, if he's, because the joke is like, you know, oh, Professor Xavier, is it, you know, Patrick Stewart or James, is it Stewart or McAvoy is the joke. But it's like, if that character knows that and is on that meta level, if he then appears in a movie alongside like an older James McAvoy or something, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
There's this kind of fake weird rule that happens in the comics too. Like Deadpool will look at not the camera, but like, you know, looks at the panel and says, you know, like, we'll make some joke about Marvel Comics or make some joke about editors or whatever. Like, so he's aware of who's writing the comics. It's the Bugs Bunny with the pencil. You know what I mean? Like, you know, drawing the cartoon. So he's aware of it, but like, it's just an aside. And if it just happens only in the Deadpool world, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like,
and so, but that is my question/concern. If he's then, because like,
if he's, as you said, he's been, whatever.
Yeah. He's been in all of those comic lines too. So it's like, if he's in one of these more serious movies, are we taking half a second for Ryan Reynolds to look at the fucking camera while, like, Jennifer Lawrence is being butchered?
Why is she getting butchered?
Oh, I don't know. I just had a bad feeling about Mystique in this timeline.
Yeah,
I don't know. But you know what I mean?
Like, no, I get
something
you.
Serious and dramatic is, you know, James McAvoy's getting a bullet in his fucking back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, hoits, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that,
you know, it's
I would hope that does not happen.
It's going to take away from what you're trying to do.
No, and I think that's, I mean, like, what I liked about this movie was the lack of reverence for everything and anything.
Yeah.
And just, like, you know, everything, it's not, there. Like, even the emotional angle is pretty much a sexual angle, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, hey, there's a body fun. It's like Always Sunny in Philadelphia if it was like, if you put Mac in a Deadpool costume.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good way to describe it.
I think T.J. Miller is fun, but I mean, I do think that...
I loved T.J. Miller in this movie. He was actually kind of maybe my favorite non-Ryan Reynolds part of the movie, I'd
I mean,
say.
That Blade 2 joke slayed me.
He's just a funny fucking dude.
Sure.
And it's like, it's great that they had him in this. What's weird is his straight hair that they give him.
Yeah.
How long did that take?
Days and days.
I don't think it's a wig. I think he's got like chemically straightened hair in this movie.
It's a tough one.
It's very hard to swallow, but like he's very funny in the movie. I mean, my problem also like with this Ajax character, get anybody.
Yeah.
You know what? Just get anybody. Because the problem is if you're going to have a villain who's not really doing much, like this guy kind of just has a junkyard battleship hideout or whatever this place is at
the
end.
Sure.
But there's no real plan. It's just like, I've specifically kidnapped, what's his name, Wade Wilson?
Yeah, Wade Wilson's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, because like, you know, after he has the, you know, experiment done on him to make him a mutant, like he's disfigured, so he like runs away. He also has like a terminal cancer diagnosis that they fix with this mutation.
Yeah, that's part of it.
But so he's like ashamed of the way he looks, so he like, you know, just makes her pretend, or makes her think that he's dead or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, this dude has no other plan.
It's not
going
to blow up the city, which I actually, again, I appreciate, again, lack of reverence. We're not like lifting up Kosovo into the sky and going to drop it down.
No.
Or whatever happens at the end of Avengers 2.
Listen, I'm not saying a third world country needs to be raised a mile above the Earth's surface, but I just need anything, because all it is this dude who's like, I've kind of been annoyed by Wade Wilson through half of this movie.
Yes.
Now I'm going to kidnap his girlfriend. But, like, you have all these henchmen. You have this huge base. What is it, just an average Wednesday? Like, yeah. Something's got to be going on.
And you know what I think that they should do for the next movie? And I think that, A, the problem with Deadpool, one of the problems is, like, his motivation's super weak. Like, he buys that for some reason Ajax can make him better again, which doesn't make any sense.
Yes, this whole thread of, like, you can make me look normal, which I, like, what do you read that off the back of a Cracker Jack box?
Like, where did you get that from? Like, yeah. It's very thinly defined. It's the only reason to give him any motivation to get to the end of the movie. But, like, if there was a vague drug trade going on and Ajax is involved, I'm fine. Like, make it an 80s action movie.
Yes.
With Deadpool doing the fun stuff that he does. Bing, bang, boom.
It's like the plot of that movie Fatal Beauty with Whoopi Goldberg, and like there's bad crank on the street.
Yeah, you can make mutant crank or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we got to get this gack off the street. Like, these kids are, you know, killing themselves or whatever. That's just, it's something. But instead, it's just like, I'm sorry, Deadpool, your princess is in another castle.
Yeah, I
and
mean,
it's like, that's not a thing for a movie.
It should be a straight revenge movie also. Like, that makes more, like, oh, you did this to me. I'm a homicidal maniac. Here I come being a homicidal maniac.
Also, like, she should just be murdered in front of him.
Yeah.
What I mean?
It wouldn't hurt the movies, like, standing with, like, it's either that or she's just like, let's have sex again. Like, at the end of the movie, she's like, I'm going to sit on your face and, like, sure.
I mean, it's like, you know, he takes off the mask and she's like, that's a face I'd like to sit on or whatever. And you're just like, okay, that's this movie's, like, I love you too. Like, which is fine.
Yeah, sure.
That's the world you've built.
Sure.
But that's, like, the note we're going out on is face sitting. It's like, you know, I don't need Patrick Stewart to roll out at the end of this movie.
Thank God.
Like, come with me, Mr. Wilson. Like, I don't need that.
Yeah,
but,
no.
Like, I just kind of need something other than a fake fucking, you know, X-Man just being like, okay, now it's time to go back to Westchester House.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I mean, and you did a better Colossus than that guy did. I just, you know, the fact that they're all, if it was just him, it was just Deadpool, like, on the boat, killing all these people, doing that stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, even if it was, you know, we keep the kidnap subplot, sure, whatever. But the fact that, like, Colossus has to fight Gina Carano and then Negasonic Teenage Warheads doing whatever the else fuck. It's like, it's not a teen movie. It's called fucking Deadpool. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's what you've built this movie on. Like, and I understand, I remember from 38 minutes ago that he lives near the X-Men. Like, I remember that part. Although I do think that Colossus vomiting at the end, it got me. He blows the dude's head off and he throws up. It's,
yeah,
it played. It kind of, like, you know.
I do like that the movie does, because, like, they set up that moment of, like, you know, you don't have to kill him kind of a thing. And he does. And you're like, all right, good. Like, this movie's keeping it where it needs to be. Like,
sure.
I didn't need, like, a redemptive Deadpool or anything like that. Like, I was like, please shoot this guy in the face. Please shoot this non-villain in the face.
Which is a problem. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, hats off to Ryan Reynolds. He did.
Yeah.
He was in that terrible, Stay Tuned, by the way, Wolverine Origins number one.
Oh, yes. X-Men Origins colon Wolverine, I think, is the way they went with that.
It's actually so much more of a Stay Tuned now than it was before because of what they do with the Deadpool character in that.
Like, yeah.
It's, I don't know who even thought that was an idea to make.
I think there's a joke in Deadpool, a makeup joke, because one of the dumbest things in that movie was they sewed his mouth shut.
Yes.
And I think in this movie, they're showing, like, different test subjects of this same process.
Oh, yeah.
And there's somebody with, it looks like there's a sewn-up mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, ha-ha, knocked to that movie. They also make fun of that movie directly in this, I think.
Yeah, yeah. He holds up, actually, the action figure of him at some point. He's like, well, this sucks. You know what I mean? Or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, and he really lobbied hard for the character. He understood what the character was and wanted to do. And it's what you want in a Ryan Reynolds superhero movie, where he's making jokes and he's doing, like, he's beefy and handsome, but he's also making jokes, which is why Green Lantern sucks, because he's flat as fuck. And when he makes joke, you're like, well, what are you talking about?
It's like, well, that's not funny.
Let's move on. But this movie, like, plays to all of his strengths And now it's the biggest movie of his career, and there'll definitely be like two or three or five more of them.
I mean, I'm sure he's like in this for a Jackman-esque, you know, amount of time, probably. And I mean, especially if they start like dropping him into other things, which, I mean, is there any indication of where the X-Men are going after Apocalypse?
I have no idea, actually. Like, that movie's been pretty well secretive of what they're going to do. I mean, like, honestly, if they just keep making X-Men movies that are, you know what I mean? Like, this time it's Apocalypse, next time it's Mr. Sinister,
right?
Whatever else happens, something goes on Genosha. Like, I'll watch all those movies. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah,
if they do that and like they branch out and like they're going to do this Gambit movie, like, I just think it's just going to be what the X-Men were in the 90s on screen, which might actually break cinema because there's just way too much of them to keep track of, and it's oversaturation and all that stuff.
And so the tail end of this movie is kind of awesome.
It's a great shot at the Marvel Stingers. Like, that's specifically what it is.
And it's like, it's parodying like the Ferris Bueller ending, and you know, he's like, oh, you're still here. Mm-hmm. You know, did you expect Sam Jackson to come out with an eye patch?
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. But then he does just drop. He's like, Cable's going to be in the next movie.
Which is fun.
And then just like struts out of the way. Yeah. You know? Which is cool.
I'm into it. I mean, there was a series of Cable and Deadpool where Cable played the straight man to Deadpool, and they like went on adventures. So that might be where they're kind of going with it.
That's interesting. And so, and is Cable a time traveler?
I mean, the problem with Cable, everybody, is getting him into one movie makes... He's Cyclops' son from an alternate future, which Apocalypse destroys.
Oh.
So, right. Yeah. Like, that takes a lot. And you're like, huh, wait, why? And like, he's older than Cyclops all the time. And you're like, hold, my head hurts. Please, just Cable, you're making my head hurt.
So they were saying one of the people that could possibly, or is even, I think, maybe personally lobbying to play it is Stephen Lang from Avatar.
Oh, that's fun.
It seems like it would work.
Yeah,
and he's a good actor, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of... That's what you needed in this movie, because like that's what they try to give Colossus,
yes,
is that straight man thing, but it's just so terrible.
Because you didn't bother to hire an actor.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing that I'm looking at, because it's just a big shiny cartoon being your straight man, plus this other little girl with a shaved head who's like kind of angry sometimes and can fart pink waves out or something.
Whatever happens in that movie. Yeah.
So like I like the idea that there is that like there's a straight man, funny man balance. So like that could be totally cool.
Exactly. And I think that the next movie, honestly, like just use 80s action tropes and put him in it. And I'm fucking, we're off to the races. Like, which they do in this anyway. Like, it's on a barge for no reason, but like, you know
true.
What I mean? Like, it is, it's like the end of a Lethal Weapon movie that you're like, wait, what? Why are they on that barge shore?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's fine. Just don't have fucking Colossus power slam Gina Carano for no fucking reason.
Yikes, that's stupid. Yeah. It's just stupid. She's sort of like Ajax's number one guy in the
movie.
Yeah,
and she's as strong or if not stronger than Colossus.
Oh, right. She's also had the mutant procedure. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and she is a character. I forget what her name is, but whatever.
Yeah, you know what? It sounds like we'll be totally fine to not remember it.
But there's a lot of that going on, which is like so-and-so in name only. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, so it's not like the actual character, but it's like we're pretending it is.
Yeah, which is the lesson you should have learned from Wolverine Origins. That isn't a good idea.
Yeah, that's actually true. I'm trying to look up to see if the internet ticker can tell me who she is. Where's Gina Carano? How does she not make... I don't understand the pages of IMDb. Like, how is she not at the front of this? She's in the movie a ton.
I also don't understand why, what her career is, because Haywire is an amazing movie.
Yeah.
And, like, I would have watched Haywire 2 through 5. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, totally.
I would have watched all of those movies.
I feel it was just a thing where, like, nobody saw that movie. She plays a character called Angel Dust.
Yes, which is, I mean, she's a mutant because there's a million of them, and, you know, you got to fill up X-Men comics.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
So, all right. So, we've got Apocalypse is coming out this summer,
yep,
or, like, May or something like that. Super excited for that.
Super duper excited.
So, we're also supposedly getting, like, this Gambit movie.
Yeah.
Is a thing.
Is there another Wolverine coming? Did I make that up?
That is coming at some point, and that's supposed to be like his last one.
Which is going to be, that's kind of the big question mark. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. He doesn't seem to be an Apocalypse, but he has to be almost.
That's what I was confused about. He's on none of the advertising. I'm staying away from the IMDb page because I just don't want to know. But like,
if anything, it's a small part maybe or something, right?
How would he, I mean, at that point, like after Days of Future Past, like, Wolverine is... I mean, he's mixed up with the X-Men in, by well, the 1980s or whatever.
No. Well, again, like, I don't know what the timeline... Like, the timeline... We're in Into Darkness territory now. You know what I mean? Like, literally...
Oh, right. That movie, like, reset... The canceled out that first trilogy.
Yes, it basically takes 2.5 hours to undo X-Men 3 Last Stand.
Yeah. Oh, actually, why don't we just plug it right now, man?
Sure.
Coming this summer for summer blockbuster, we're doing X-Men Days of Future or X-Men Last Stand as an episode.
Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, you get the point.
But yeah, I mean, like that's so. Who knows where they're gonna go with it? I mean, honestly, if they're just like. Do regular, because that was the thing that I was kind of getting bored with both the first three X-Men movies and the first class movies. It's always Xavier and Magneto. And Magneto's in this too, because it's Michael Fassbender. He does an amazing job. And like,
sure,
you're going to hold on to it. But the same thing with Ian McKellen, did a great job. So you crammed him into movies. But there never was good secondary villains, you know, or a good main villain for the story to take shape over, which it seems like what they're trying to do specifically with Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. And you can find new threats. And if that's the thing, is like every movie there's another threat, let's do it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I haven't really read a lot of X-Men comics, but like I'm sure just like Superman, they've got a stable of unused villains.
100 million. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Omega Red can show up. That'd be fun.
Because like what? I mean, in that first Singer trilogy, well, I guess the first two Singer movies, he didn't do the third one. Thanks a lot. Brett Ratner.
Yeah.
But like in X2, it's kind of Brian Cox.
Yes. But then it turns into Magneto at the end. Like, I mean, Magneto, like, basically double-crosses Brian Cox or something. And they're like, oh, no, Magneto's going to end the world. And they stop him.
Yes,
and then the third
right.
movie, it's Magneto again. You know what I mean? It's
Magneto.
And it's like, Ian McKellen's amazing in those movies. And yes, he should probably be in all three of them. But and they also do Phoenix in that last one. Stay tuned. but that's all fine. But, like, just give me what the X-Men do and do it. Well,
right. Yeah. No, please do it well. If anything, please try to do it well.
And Days of Future Past does Sentinels, which are awesome in that movie.
I think that's a fucking great movie. That's up there as like all the sea of superhero movies. Yep. Like that's up there like
way high
Nolan territory.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, so that's Deadpool. Steve,
I mean, if I had to give it a grade, I'd give it like a B minus. Like I think it's admirable that it's raunchy. I also don't want them to get like the comedy works for Deadpool. Period.
Yep.
Like, do not try and make X-Men movies funny because they shouldn't be.
You know what I mean? No,
like,
no.
There could be humor, which there are in all those movies. You know, Bryan Singer knows how to put light touches in those movies to make them funny.
Right.
But like. That it worked once because mm-hmm. of the exact circumstances and because it was going against the grain to try and replicate that with other characters or shoehorn that into other characters.
Yeah.
It's just going to come off as cynical and not funny.
Like also because I know Channing Tatum can be very funny. I don't need this Gambit movie to be funny.
No.
You know, I'm sure maybe they'll try to pepper something in, but like, obviously, I don't think it would go to the lengths of like a Looney Tunes Deadpool type thing, but like, I don't need him constantly cracking jokes.
I agree.
You know, a nice like Hugh Jackman Wolverine fuck off joke. Like,
yep.
That's all you need in a movie like Gambit.
Agreed.
What could a Gambit villain possibly be? I mean, I don't know what Gambit's solo adventures were like.
I think it would be
big. Is he fighting a robot version of Chef Paul Perdone?
I was thinking like Big Daddy from The Simpsons. Lord, I wish I was so fat.
Oh, hello, Gambit. Oh, I guarantee.
I mean, pretty much, right? Like, I mean, like, they've tried Gambit series. They've never worked. Like, they could only get, like, 5 or 6 to 12 issues. And, like, he's a thief. And, like, it's always like, oh, this job that happened 10 years ago. Remember that guy? And then some cyborg shows up and he fights him. It's, yeah, maybe a cybernetic Paul Perdone might be fun. Or an Emeril Lagasse reptilian guy would be fun.
Bam! Bam!
I'd like all that.
I mean, so I guess we'll just have to wait and see if that movie ever comes out. That's WHM On Screen talking Deadpool. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Seda.
Take it easy.